Yo, what up, street talks, street gods, street vlogs, Bitcoin talks. Eric Kim in the house. Some thoughts. All right, Bitcoin meditations. Yeah, looks like we just crossed the $109,000 mark. Very, very good sign. Essentially, what that means is, like Sailor said, Laura, it's going up forever, right? Bitcoin is the ultimate low latency thing. So people think that Bitcoin is volatile. Actually, it's not. 2x leverage long stuff is more volatile, such as MSTR equivalents, etc. And as a consequence, if you just want the ultimate most secure thing, just buy Bitcoin. Even at this point, brave new world, we're kind of entering a world in which government bonds are actually causing minus yield. So not a good future for the bonds, okay? But fortunately, we kind of live in a world in which the US dollar and Bitcoin is becoming more complementary rather than antagonistic. And the reason why this matters is because, you know, for America to continue to remain dominant, US dominance, digital supremacy, cyber supremacy, power supremacy, America needs to be on top, the US dollar reserve. I'm actually more bullish on America than ever. And the big news, what a bizarre world. Looks like, Trump is in talks with Putin to do potentially like a really, really big trade deal. And so then this becomes interesting because America then becomes an ally of Russia to take on China, right? I was kind of thinking about this, a little bit concerning because, if it's Russia plus America trade war against China, China's screwed. China might start to crank up her military stuff. Not to scare anyone about World War III, but I think in the world, the fortunate thing is I don't think it's going to be any sort of like human death related stuff. It's going to be economic war. So what does that mean? Wealthy mainland Chinese people don't want to give up their Rolls Royces. A super rich mainland Chinese person will not want to own a Chinese car. They don't want a Xiaomi. They don't want a Redmi or a Huawei. They want the Rolls. They want the LV. They want the Gucci. Their wives want the Hermes, right? They want the Goyard. And so then it becomes a decoupling of the rich oligarchs from, I guess, the average person. And the reason why this becomes a big deal is because don't get killed when you're crossing the street, okay? And actually, the irony is I feel safer here in Cambodia than I do in LA because here everyone pays attention. People don't really text while walking, or sorry, driving, which is good, but still, two guys over. Even being here in Phnom Penh, the president, Xi Jinping, he visited recently. It looks like he also might have visited Vietnam, and also it looks like America Trump, he met with India, zero tariffs on India, and as well as UAE, the Middle East, right? Like, kind of a big deal. So essentially America is gonna be fine. Yeah, the only losers here are going to be the Chinese, mainland Chinese. And actually, Apple, slow sinking ship, guys. Just jump off the Apple train. Negative 15% yield over 3 months? Like, that's not good. Not good. The obvious thing is, just buy MSTR stock. If you're in Japan, buy Metaplanet. Shout out to my best friend, Hiroaki. Hope you and your fams and your kids doing good. Hiroaki is one of the most virtuous Japanese Peruvians I've ever met. And shout out to Papa. I never forget my alliances. People have been good to me. Yeah, the best friends for life, right? Brian Sparks, Matias, all my friends in Singapore, you know who he is. Actually, it's interesting too because, like, I've been in the game for so long. Kendrick was like, loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Just stay loyal. I mean, just be like a nice guy. Like, it doesn't hurt to be nice. That's my motto. I like, what's the downside of being nice? People not nice back. That's cool. That's cool. Sometimes people not happy. That's okay. But it's your duty to be happy. But anyways. In this brave new world, what are we to do? Stay healthy, buy Bitcoin, keep stacking. MSTR, MSTU, Metaplanet, like depending on the country you live in, right? That's the thought. And trying to walk around maximally as much as you can, being out in the real world. Get your 90-minute massages in Phnom Penh. Also, another reason why I think I had a funny random turbo thought is living here, I could be like a professional weightlifter. Because if you're a professional weightlifter, getting massages is actually insanely critical because, assuming you're rack pulling like over 1,000 pounds, Eric Kim said it. Oh, fun fact. I went viral without even knowing. Like, I think I've gone viral at least like 2 or 3 times without knowing in the last 2 or 3 years, right? Just search my rack pull. Apparently, there's people on the web all chattering about it. Search Eric Kim weightlifting buzz, right? Getting the buzz without even knowing. Simple way to do all street photography. Let's see. This. Bitch, I'm back, right? maybe the Erkim School of Street Photography is going to be resurrected, right? Anyways, so the reason why Bitcoin matters a lot is that, everyone wants to live their best life, and what's holding people back? It's almost like 100% monetary economic. And so, like, think about all these families that is estranged. Families that otherwise would want to be with their kids. Like my masseuse yesterday, Tom, 41-year-old mom, 3 kids, on Siem Reap. She had to come to Phnom Penh because the tourism industry there is like dead. And as a consequence, like people estranged from the families, sending their kids somewhere else. If money could solve the problem, like it could solve like 99.9% of the world's problems, right? Bitcoin solves this, right? There are certain things that Bitcoin cannot solve, like a good night's sleep, happiness, health, stuff like that. Bitcoin then becomes philosophical because, once again, if you want higher yield, aka make more money, number go up technology the fastest is MSTR, MSTU, which is like Bitcoin MSTR on steroids, right? And the ultimate safe asset is Bitcoin because I mean, okay, you only need one principal, right? Digital cyber power, 21 million coins forever. That's all you gotta know. It's like, this is another thought. Man, I'm so smart. If you took the internet, all the world's internet forever, and you just chopped it up into 21 million pieces, right? And you distributed them, like, you could own 21 millionth of the internet forever. Like, would you want to buy a piece of pie? And I think the reason why it's so hard for people to understand Bitcoin is that typically we think that digital means free. Cyber means free, right? But what are the biggest industries right now? Cybersecurity, penetration tested. Like, this is a funny analogy. Bitcoin is like the world's ultimate condom that has not broken in 16 years, even though people are trying to break it, right? And think about the incentive. It's like a $2.1 trillion hacker prize if you could break the network, and you ain't finna break it, right? And so you think about the next generation, and this is the stakes. Got it. This is one thing I learned from Cindy, right? Talk about academia. The stakes. What's the stakes? S-T-A-K-E-S, not the yummy stuff you put in your mouth. The stakes is assuming that Bitcoin is the ultimate cyber defense system, then what that then means is, you know, in the future, the near future, you got to send a message to do X, Y, and Z. If your enemy owns 25% of the internet or the interwebs or cyberspace, you're screwed, right? And this is where Michael Saylor is like the goat on steroids. Like, his, like, to me, he's more valuable than Elon Musk, Kanye, Jay-Z, and Steve Jobs combined. Because, A, he's still alive, right? I think, like, if Steve Jobs is still alive, he might be actually around the same age as Michael Saylor, if not a little older, right? And who knows, maybe if Steve Jobs was still alive today, Apple would have started baking in Bitcoin into iOS a long time ago. But anyways, so because he has a background in Air Force and military, naval stuff, right? He knows that this becomes a military issue, right? So for example, let's say you have a big red button to send nuclear warhead somewhere, right? But let's say the message relay is powered by Bitcoin. So let's say it costs, I don't know, a Bitcoin to relay a message to said nuclear warhead to send to X location, but it's powered by Bitcoin. The message cannot be stopped if it's through Bitcoin, right? And so then once again, this becomes like a crazy new world in which the messaging system, like imagine Telegram on steroids, is Bitcoin. I mean, it's still the early days. There's the use cases is still evolving, but the ultimate use case is really long-term store of value. So I think the statistic is what, like 60% of Bitcoin from Bitcoin wallets have not moved in the last, I don't know, 3 years or something. But what that then means is sovereign wealth funds, rich families, smart people, they're deciding to store their wealth in Bitcoin because they don't want to see their wealth get inflated away. Pretty simple idea. And millennials like myself, I'm 37, born in 88. Millennials like myself are starting to wake up to the fact that owning like physical real estate may not be the best idea because you gotta maintain, right? Like, it's difficult to cyber plumb a plumbing issue while you're away. Not fun. And one of the greatest joys of living in a service apartment right now here in Phnom Penh is like twice a week, magically, miraculously, the cleaners come and clean everything. And every single time it happens, I'm like so grateful. It's like the greatest joy ever. Especially now that Seneca's getting older. He can make a mess with the water, they mop it up, and yeah, it's kind of like a self-cleaning house. Imagine if you had an army of Roombas maintaining your house while you're working at the gym or whatever. Yeah, so, and also the thing about life here, which is good, is because everything is so much more affordable for us Americans, you could give a big tip and you can make somebody's day. For reference, the purchasing power parity, PPP, here is around 10x. So let's say average Phnom Penh worker makes $300 a month. So if you give someone a $10 tip, that's like a $100 tip by American standards, right? And 10 bucks to us is like nothing, right? But to them, it's like everything, right? And another thing I'm finding about Cambodians, most of them have kids, right? Like 2, 3, 4 kids, whatever, right? And I think it actually pays, it costs money to send them to school. So as a consequence, school is expensive. And the money you could essentially, like microfinancing, I call it like micro tipping, rather than like send $1,000 to an anonymous charity, better to just give your masseuse like a $20 tip, right? So anyways, purchasing power parity, F up the world. Next one, how to go viral.